Good morning. You can head to our homepage, csmonitor.com, for news, including on the Supreme Court's decision Friday to take up birthright citizenship and on Netflix's bid to buy a major Hollywood studio. So, where do you stand on real versus artificial? If you're in the 17% that's still Team Evergreen when it comes to Christmas trees, let Kendra Nordine Beato, fresh off her cranberry reporting blitz, pull back a bow on a new documentary about the families who make sacrifices, think sleeping cold in cots on city lots, to supply those aromatic icons of seasonal joy. It can get feisty down there. I don't get into this in my Q&A with the director too much, Kendra tells me, but there's a real brass knuckles approach to selling trees in New York. Artificial hits another way in our piece by Sophie Hills, which explores how some seniors now reach for an AI tool to help them find purpose keyed to faith. Is it a useful aid or the further erosion of privacy? It's Saturday, December 6th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. With military leaders in the spotlight over boat attacks, an important question is surfacing. How do soldiers know when to follow orders and when to push back? Anna Maureen Grobe reports for the Monitor. An industrious leader is typically considered a positive, but in Japan, a country that has its own word for death from overworking, the new prime minister's habits are reigniting a debate. How much work is too much? Contributor Takahiko Kambayashi reports from Tokyo for the Monitor. Some retirees are turning to AI chatbots, including those tailored to their specific faith tradition, for big questions such as the meaning of their life and finding purpose in retirement. There is the potential for bots to serve as a mirror or sounding board, those studying the technology say, but there are also risks. Sophie Hills reports from Washington for the Monitor. Political extremism can feel like a long-ago problem, even as incidents of violence make the headlines. History reminds us of how easily democracies can slip into fascism and how they might resist the pull today. In his book, The Name on the Wall, author Hervé Letellier charts extremism's creeping rise. Read our full review at csmonitor.com. Colette Davidson writes for the Monitor. And here's Kendra's Q&A. Director Celia Aniskovich's new documentary, The Merchants of Joy, explores the tree-selling families that turn New York's streets into forests of firs at the holidays and highlights the competition and compassion that accompany them. Kendra Nordine Beato reports for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.